the mother from Dexter's Laboratory, where it's like the head's always just cut off.
No, that's good. Are we ready? 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Off the Rails.
Well, I 100%
Monday, Monday, Monday.
Of your spook voice, because we all know that after July 4th is immediately Halloween season.
Absolutely.
I'm just concerned.
Why?
Why'd you use your spook voice?
I don't know. I felt like it was a feeling I had.
Understandable.
And sometimes you just gotta go with that feeling and enjoy it.
Just ride it out, and just ride it out. Wherever you end up is where you are.
Yeah.
It was a spooky, scary feeling that sent shivers up his spine.
Yeah. It's a monster mash.
That's delicious.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's delicious.
This guy's never had PBR before.
Never had PBR, honestly. A Marine who has never had a PBR.
I know.
Because in the Marine Corps, I only drink liquor.
You know what's funny is, like, when we were younger, PBR was considered like the cheap beer, like, that nobody wanted to drink.
I've drank it for a long time, but I also was like a hipster beer for a while, and I also was a hipster for a while.
What?
Am.
Repeat that sentence?
I think there was a stroke halfway
through. Yeah. I guess I would. I still definitely am a hipster about a lot of things.
But, I was saying that, yeah.
Huh?
That's okay.
I mean, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I like what I like, and I liked it before you did. But
okay.
Okay, hipster.
But no, like, I've drank PBR for a long time, and I've always been a fan of it. It's a good. I mean, it's not cheap, but it's a good.
How much did that cost?
It was for a 6-pack is like $8. So, I mean, it's not bad. It's a dollar more than the 6-pack of Busch Light. So, why not have it?
We didn't have Busch Light. We had Busch.
Okay, it was a dollar more than Busch. You see, the weird thing is, it was the same as Natty Light. A 6-pack of Tallboy Natty Lights was the same as this.
Yeah, Natty Light is like gotten. I know. The price has gone up.
It's weird because I've always thought of Natty Light as like piss water beer that you go buy yeah. 2/30 of because you can get 2/30 for less than $20.
I mean, just because yeah. the price went up doesn't mean it's not still piss water.
Well, I'm just saying.
I know. It's just,
that's
it's,
what I.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's yeah. weird. That was the beer that I would go it's buy people and pocket the rest of the money. Like, yeah. they'd be like, oh, here's $40. Go buy us a couple 30s. You go buy 2/30 and Natty. You got change left over and you just put it right in your pocket.
Yeah. Do you remember my first beer run?
Probably not, because I was probably drunk if you had to go on a beer run.
No, it was because it was the day I turned 21.
Okay.
And so you guys sent me on like a, it's like a, it was like popping my cherry.
Uh-huh.
And I got all the way, because you know where we lived, I drove all the way to that gas station in Uluga.
Uh-huh.
Got there, left my ID at
home.
Oh,
you fucking nerd.
And I was like, crap.
Fucking nerd.
So I had to drive all the way back, grab it, and drive all the way back.
Oh, that's the worst.
It was either I left my ID or I left the money, one of the two.
You need both.
Yeah.
Especially when you're
21. I had to make two trips out there just to go get it. And I came back, and that's when I double-fisted a beer, like two beers. Like, uh-huh. I opened them both and just
chugged it.
This one I had my Cookie Monster shirt, uh-huh. and it just like went all down the front of my shirt.
I do remember that part, but I do not remember the yeah. incident of you going to get beer.
No, I got there, and I was like, crap.
And was so it before we started, like, drinking heavily?
Yeah.
I think it was because of the drinking heavily is why I don't really remember it.
Like, yeah, because I couldn't drink heavily yet because no. I had to go get it.
Yeah.
I was a responsible drinker.
Sometimes I was.
I was all the time. No,
I don't think I ever really drove drunk. I don't ever.
I've
really
driven drunk one time, and it was my wedding night.
Ooh.
My second wedding night.
Second wedding night.
I don't even think my wife knows
this. Oh, I drove... I drove drunk once this year.
Uh-oh.
It was my best friend's wedding, though. And it was, like, to get back to the after party. And everyone... It was because, like... It was a shit show. and then the other time... It was probably two... No, it was, like, 2018. Where I was, like, made the cognitive decision where I was, like, I'm fucking drunk. I shouldn't be driving. And I drove across downtown Tulsa. And then when I got to where I was going... Because I was going over to... I was leaving from, like, the Rabbit Hole area, so over by McNelly's and El Guapo's, like, the restaurants over there,
mm-hmm.
and then I went over to the Vanguard, so over by Kane's Ballroom, and you know when you how they have the like the diagonal parking across from Kane's ballroom, but there's that curb that's really fucking tall. I ran my fucking front end of the Honda Civic like up on that curve and then was just like, oops, and then backed up. And then when I backed up, it ripped the bumper like off the car. And I was just like, I'm Ubering home later. that was great.
Mine was just like we had the whole ceremony thing. And one of my wife's friends was like, hey, just... I got $100 on a tab. You just get as many drinks as you want. And so, and then other people were like, oh, let's take shots together. So I was like, okay. And my whole plan was like, oh, I'm going to have two, maybe three drinks and then I'll be done.
Yeah.
I ended up having like 10 or 11. And we were like, well, crap, we got to get home. And so me and my wife drove separately to get there. And I was like, she was like, are you okay to drive? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm
totally fine.
But I remember I was like,
really stone facing it, just like I can do this.
Like my eyes were like wanting to shut, but I was like, I had to like keep them like this, just so I could focus on the road.
Super squint.
Yeah. I was like, I got the 10-2 the whole way. I was like, and I'm pretty sure I passed like four cops. Like, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get in trouble.
Butthole puckered.
Yeah, but I made it back home safely. Passed out, and then we drove to Arkansas the next morning. Go to a cabin.
Sounds like a fancy little honeymoon.
Yeah, it was nice out there, too.
I plead the fifth on any crimes I may or may not have committed.
Hey, mine was 4 years ago. I'm good.
Statute of limitations is like 7 years, but whatever.
I mean, they
you got to get caught in the first place.
Yeah.
You
didn't get caught, yeah, so. They can't do it after.
Regardless.
They can't be like, oh, you said you drove drunk 4 years ago? Yeah, you're under arrest.
Rip.
Man, I'm just telling a funny story. You don't know my life.
Yeah, I'm a comedian. This is improv.
This is all fiction.
I lie like 98% of the time.
Nothing that's ever came out of my mouth in this podcast has been actually factual. I never went to San Diego.
No. I've never been to Florida.
I've never worn a hat.
I don't even...
I've never worn a hat. I've never sat in a chair.
This isn't my clothes.
This shirt belongs to
This family. Isn't my skin.
It just peels off my flesh. Whoosh. Oh, so gnarly. Oh, man.
So anyway, you had a story that you wanted to tell about...
I've been putting off the story of my dog, Toby.
For about a week.
about 3 days.
Yeah, about a week.
But, I had a pit bull mix. Kind of like a more of a Dalmatian-looking dog.
He's a pit bull collie mix.
Was he?
Yep.
I don't know.
Sounds like a lot of different dogs.
He was a big boy.
He was a good big boy. From the side, he looked like his...
He had a pit bull head.
In Jurassic Park. Like, he looked like... His head looked like the T-Rex head.
Mm-hmm. Like,
interesting. He had that, like, skin that just, like, hung down right there. Uh-huh. And, like, he had that profile of a freaking T-Rex. It was... And he was beefy.
But he was such a sweetheart. He would literally play with frogs and, like, butterflies.
He was a lap dog. Like, he would just, like, if you laid on the couch, he would hop up there with you and just lay down and go to sleep.
The bestest boy. But,
The
bestest boy.
That's boy with an I.
All boys are with eyes.
So, it was my childhood dog. I don't even know what age I got him. I was pretty young. But, when we were... I'm trying to remember when we had to get... I think it's when we moved to Houston, Texas. We had to get rid of him.
Probably.
No. It was before that.
Yeah, it was before that.
Let's see. What was before Henderson?
Tyler?
Was it Tyler? Could we not have a dog in Tyler?
I don't know. You had him at that house in Tyler.
We had him in Granbury. So we had him in Tyler. What was before Tyler and Henderson?
Granbury.
Wait, was Granbury after Tyler?
No, before.
unless you
lived there twice.
I'm trying to remember why. we had to get rid of Toby. It was definitely like a situation of we were a place that we could not have a dog. I think it's when we moved to Henderson we couldn't have the dog for some reason.
In the house?
No, because we had the wiener dog. We had a
the weird little thing.
Yeah, Izzy.
Yeah,
Izzy. So no, we could have. Dogs. It was a house. It was our house. Of course we could have a fucking dog.
The house was nice, too.
I'm trying to remember. There was a reason. So, for some reason, we had to get rid of Toby. We gave him to somebody that we thought we could trust. because we were going a place and they wouldn't allow dogs. For the life of me, I can't remember where it was. I swear it was Houston, Texas.
Dad, I know you watched the YouTube video. Yeah, comment below and let us know where it was.
Yeah, fix the storyline.
Comment. Jesus.
Yeah.
For once, like. God dang.
Yeah, for the love of God, please. I'm tired of having to be the only one that does that at 4 in the morning.
I do it too, now.
Okay. But,
trying to get that analytics up.
So, at some point, we had to get rid of him because we just couldn't have a dog. And then we moved to Henderson, Texas, like 3 years later. Like a good time, like 3 years go by. We haven't seen this dog. We have Izzy, a little wiener dog, cutest little thing, aggressive as a motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
Will attack anything, bring in birds, kill rats, kill snakes, or whatever. Shit. Yeah, a little shit. And one day, I don't remember if it was just Dad or if it was Dad and my mom, but they go to the dump, and they just go to get, like, just get rid of some shit. And then, apparently, they spot a really skinny, malnourished dog. You can see the ribs. Its face is swollen. It has a bullet hole in its head. And it was fucking Toby. Like, 3 years later, we found Toby, like, near death, bitten by what we think is, like, a rattlesnake, and, like, just malnourished and everything. No, it wasn't a bullet hole in the face. I think it was in the ribs or something.
No, Dad said it was in his head.
Was it in the head?
Yeah.
I think it was, like, in the cheek or something.
Damn it.
But, and at this point, like, they see him. I'm not with them. I'm at home. I'm at home with my friends, like, in my house. I think I have my girlfriend, and I have my friend and my friend's girlfriend all at my house right now. We're just, like, playing pool.
Orgy.
I want to say that we're, like, 14 at the time. Okay. 13 or 14.
That's about the time I was having sex.
That's about the time I was having orgies. That's about the time I was having orgies.
I mean, you had that sweet sauna shower thing.
We did have... Oh, I never had sex in the... God, I have to move. I have to buy that house back.
I mean, no, I didn't.
But so... So me and my girlfriend and my friend and my friend's girlfriend, I believe that's who it is. It may have just been me and my girlfriend and then her friend at the time. We're just playing pool and shooting the shit, like, in the game room. And then next thing I know, my parents walk in, like, super, like just stone-faced. And I just look down and I see my childhood dog, like, it looks like a couple minutes from death. Like, it looks horrible. I'm just sitting there, like, handshaking, like, going to pet him. I'm like, I don't know what this is. Like, it looks like someone had just abused this dog. And I'm just sitting, like, handshaking, like, hey, Toby. Like, tears pouring down my face. And, yeah, we got him back to full health. He, like, gained the weight back, skin, like...
Yeah, because when I came down, like, he looked really great.
He looked great for, like... He was, like, an over 10-year-old dog, I believe. Yeah. Like, I think he was, like, 12 or 13. And he looked amazing. He moved amazing. He was fine. And then I think at that point we had, like, moved to Houston, Texas, and then
what was the end of that?
I don't even recall. I think I locked it out of my memory. I mean he's dead now. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But
he comes walking up to my house at like 30 years.
At the door right now.
He's like a 30-year-old dog. Like, Toby, hey,
he's a 30-year-old dog. Looks like he did before. Like, perfect.
Crazy.
Hey, blew my mind. I've been looking for you guys.
He realized that
his bark is just this woof woof.
He's just like. That's why I find out, like, I have it like a mortal demon dog. Badass.
He just comes up, he's like, what's up, bitch?
But no, it was the weirdest thing of, like, after 3 years, for, like, almost forgetting about this dog. Like,
well, just being in a random spot of a dump.
Yeah, being, and, like, me, like, being in, a like, a different part of the state.
Yeah.
Like, whole different lifestyle and everything. Like, don't even have the same mindset because I've, like, hit puberty and everything now, and all of a sudden I'm seeing my childhood
dog. Did you?
Again. Yeah.
Did you hit puberty?
At 13 and 14, yeah.
I don't know. Still got that prepubescent beard.
That's why I started playing football and I got voice jacked.
Voice hasn't dropped.
And I was jacked as a motherfucker.
I mean, you can be jacked as a little kid.
Like a little Hercules.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
That's you don't have to hit puberty to get muscle. You don't have to hit puberty to get muscle.
I had already had sex at that point.
That doesn't mean you hit puberty.
I mean, it does if I ejaculated.
Not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily.
No.
That's like, the point of puberty is like, that's the point that you can now start doing that.
I don't think so.
You can't do that before.
We'll have to fact check this.
Go ahead.
You can have orgasms, you can't ejaculate.
You can't ejaculate, no. Because your body's not producing sperm yet. There is no ejaculate to come out.
Okay.
Okay.
You want me to go into more detail?
You're the one who's going to have that on your Google history.
That's true, yeah.
Let's see.
Can little kids ejaculate?
Can you orgasm before hitting puberty? Oh, God. Here
wow.
we go.
Wow.
FBI guy. Oh,
that's FBI guy for real. Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Steady health. Oh, my gosh. These are all just like forums.
About people talking about little kids ejaculating.
This one was like, I'm 14, blah, blah. I'm like, why are you?
So he's past puberty. I'm 14 and I'm shooting big loads, motherfucker. This is a bunch of teenage boys.
Here's the people also search for how to hit puberty faster. at what age can a boy get turned on?
Okay, that's a predator.
What age does a boy start producing sperm? There we go.
Well,
10 or 12. 10 to 12.
Puberty, yeah.
That's not puberty.
Google age of puberty. Coincidence. They're the same years. Crazy. It'll probably be like 11 to like 14 or something. But I think it's by standard like 11 to 12.
Nah, yeah, average age for a boy is 12.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's completely normal for puberty to begin at any point from the ages of 8 to 14. Mm-hmm. Holy guacamole.
Yo, I'm fucking as a 9-year-old.
I have an 8-year-old kid.
Yeah. Hormones in the food. What
great.
Yep. Can.
Keep away from
plastic. Yeah,
but,
can.
But we're going in a direction where especially girls are reaching puberty later. Much faster. Like that's how you see, like, yay. There's, like, been girls who are 8 years old who have been pregnant in the past 10 years. Like,
I didn't know about that. I didn't want to know about
it. It's food hormones, man.
Sooner.
So there's always that wives' tale of like caffeine may like stunt your growth.
Mm-hmm.
That's like not true. Mm-hmm. Like your height is determined by genetics, not by anything you put in your body.
That's your parents tell you so you don't drink fucking soda when you're a little kid. So I know, but I was
like
hyped up all the time
before like 18. I was like drinking 2 liters of Mountain Dew a day.
Well,
that's
see
bad for your body.
What's crazy is like that was when I was like my thinnest too.
Dad was giving me coffee all the time, and clearly, I mean, stunted.
No.
Dad's it's my not, mother. It's
well,
my
and,
mother.
And
my
your father.
No, I'm saying it's my mother's genetics.
Well, and your father. I'm He's taller than he is.
He debates that.
Well, it's been proven.
But my mother is much, like, I'm shorter than my dad, and I'm
your
shorter
mother's
than,
a smurf,
I'm taller than my mom. And I'm literally, like, the middle height of them. If you take their height and take the average, it's me.
So you have Smurf, Oompa Loompa, average.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. My dad's 6'3", and my mom's 5'3", but I'm 6'2".
My dad is 5'9". My mom is 5'4", 5'5".
Uh-huh.
No, I think she's 5'6", and I'm 5'10".
Yeah, I've got
so let's hear how soda stunts your growth.
I'm 5'5 and a half.
I bypassed both my parents. Actually, my uncle's like 6'1", so.
I do have uncles who are 6'4". I've got cousins who are 6'4". I think I've got one who's 6'5 as well. So I'm not even the tallest of.
I wish I could have got. I mean, granted, he's not like blood, but Grandpa Stickles.
Oh my God, yeah, his height.
He's like
6'12". Yeah.
That's 7 foot, but still.
I was just saying, yeah, 6'12". funny how that is.
Fine, he's 6'11". Jesus Christ.
He's 6'15".
No, he is
he's
tall.
He's 3'6"9".
I don't know how tall exactly he is, but he's tall.
He's probably like 6'7".
Yeah. He's
tall. A lanky guy.
But grandma's like
he
five.
He still moves well for his age,
but
too.
Grandma's 5'1".
Yeah. She goes like his knee. That's how I imagine in my head every time. It's just like he's like in the cartoon of Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. He's the tall one. Like you can always see up, like you can always see the knees below, and she's just like holding a hand.
Like anytime, like they get in an argument, he's like, "Woman, I could literally like destroy you. I just have to lift a leg and you're done."
Because half of your body sucks.
I will put you on top of the refrigerator, and that's it.
You can't get down. You're stuck.
I will say I got the random blonde hair like that like just came.
Yeah, yours stayed after puberty. Like I had blonde hair when I was a kid, turned darker as I hit puberty.
See, but you have more of your mother's hair.
She's got lighter hair too.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like more of a dirty blonde? Yeah. Well, I feel like she puts color in it.
I don't know what she does.
I'm pretty sure she colors it.
But
so I don't know what.
I mean, she still has lighter colored hair, but my uncle has dark like. Almost black hair, so.
Yeah, I don't know why, like, the gene of, like,
but, like
blonde
my,
hair, super fair skin, and, like, bluish green eyes is, like, passing through everybody right
my
now.
My beard is, like, multicolored, though. Like, I have blonde right here.
I can see blonde.
Red and then, right like, here.
Up around here.
And then brown right here.
Well, it looks like you have blonde roots, and then it goes out to, like, brown.
Yeah, it's weird. I have
multicolored hair. Well, mine goes from blonde to red, so mine's even weirder. Like, that's
not
that.
No.
No, but it looks weird when that's the fade.
But, I mean, that's just such is life.
Yeah. But the genetics in the family right now are definitely, like, turning into, like,
I think,
my
I think
complexion.
Our parents, granted we have separate moms, they mixed with dad, who has red hair, who looks like...
Yeah, so now it's just all fucked up.
Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah.
He does.
He does.
He looks almost identical to Danny Bonaducci.
He is Danny Bonaducci, actually.
Damn it.
But then, like your mom, she has, like, darker colored hair, but still kind of red.
Yeah.
And like, then my mom has lighter colored hair, so it's like, like dad is, like, the odd one out. Like, he's the reason why we have weird colored hair.
And now I'm the odd one out.
You are the odd one. You're the only one with blonde hair.
Your kids. We'll see if they turn to brown.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, I was blonde. Like I said, I was blonde when I was a kid.
Yeah, so we may see if they turn blonde or if they just end up looking like me.
I mean,
I'm making a little army.
Rayleigh looks like my sister, Gabby.
Kind of. I mean, she really.
She favors her a lot.
There's an odd resemblance of not. I don't know why I said odd resemblance. It's of her mother. Like, small aspects.
I think she looks more like my sister than anything.
I don't see your sister that often.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't get the aspects.
But Bryson, yeah.
Bryson.
100%.
Yeah. And he acts like how I acted, kind of.
He acts the same way.
I mean, I guess we all acted kind of the same, yeah.
We're boys, like, that's what we all acted the same.
All kid boys are, like, default kid boys.
Yeah. We're just high energy. Crazy imagination.
Puberty is where that shit goes weird. You're like, oh,
yeah, I know. It's like that. God. That's where your deciding factor of what you turn into is like.
I was listening to people talk about like the difference between going through puberty with estrogen, difference between going through puberty with testosterone, and there was a an interview of a guy who, I don't know, it was a woman who always felt like she was a guy, so she transitioned, and then I think she either wrote a book about it or just did a bunch of interviews about it, but talking about how her emotions went through going through puberty as a female, hearing puberty as a little girl, and then not really going through puberty, but going through the transition of becoming a man.
The testosterone.
Hitting with testosterone. Yeah. And she was like, oh, I get it. Like, she was like, I was hungry. Like
hungry, you get angry so fast.
It's like it's a surge of emotions that like it's just not what you feel as
you're going through puberty again.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want to say exactly. Puberty, but
I mean,
you basically
you're going,
are.
You're
basically
you're putting
yeah,
your body
basically.
Through the chemical process of going
through
puberty
the,
again.
You're just not going through the developmental stages.
Yeah, like you're going through the chemical process and that's what causes all the crazy, you know, emotions, hormonal, everything
and,
like that.
And she was talking about how she was like, yeah. Like, there were times where, like, I was just so horny that I just saw every woman as an object. She was just like, I just wanted to take somebody. And she was like, yeah, I get it. I guess he was like, I get it. Like, I understand that now. And I was like, that's...
Yeah, but at that, I mean...
It's cool to
you can say I understand it, but like... Yeah, but, I mean, you have that feeling, but you still have to have that self-control.
Well, I'm not saying this person just went around raping people, no.
But no, I know, but like just the way you said it, it's like, yeah, you can feel that, you can,
yeah.
And that's what like makes the difference in people is like you have to have that self control of like, yeah, I can't do that.
But she was just understanding how like she could see how that seeps out of some people or like out of like almost everybody sometimes, like everyone's yeah. at some time, every male at some time has objectified a woman. And it's oh, just,
of course.
It's just something because of testosterone. Like, it's literally like a feral man just wanting a woman.
Well, I mean, look back at like.
Not saying that's a good thing. I'm just
No. But like, I mean, go back to like the like way oh, long yeah. ago. That's all women were for was create. I mean, I'm not kidding.
You that here, folks. I you're yeah like
women
were gatherers
and then,
like
they
childbearers
that long ago.
Well, no, but I mean, I'm saying like if we just go back far back, they were meant for reproducing and gathering. That's literally there was their sole purpose and taking care of the children. That was their sole purpose, and granted it's not. Granted, they have a way bigger role now.
Yeah.
But back then, like that's.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I was good. In the world,
I still think you're iffy on the, just coming out and be like, and that's what they're for.
No, back then, yes. Yes,
but yeah, I mean, it's definitely it's a weird aspect of, how these two chemicals affect people like differently, like these two genders, and even though like every female has a little bit of testosterone, every male has a little bit of estrogen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just all about it's a balancing act. I was actually listening to a thing talking about how women get the urge to masturbate less if their testosterone gets too low or if their estrogen gets too high, actually. Because estrogen actually represses the urge to masturbate. I don't know why I mentioned that. It was just I was listening to a show about it.
All right.
I was like, oh, well, we're on the subject.
I was going to say something, but now that you're talking about masturbation, I don't feel like I should say it.
Go ahead, talk about your kids.
It was about my kids.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I feel weird transitioning.
Yeah. Anyways, your children.
We were all in the car, and they asked me about something, and it came like I had to basically talk about.
Let's just say it has nothing to do with what I was just.
No,
saying.
It has. This is
nothing
unrelated
to do with what I was just saying.
But basically, the question came up of puberty, and so I was telling my son, I was like, when you hit puberty, your voice starts to change. You'll go from like high to low real fast.
Yeah.
Your body will start changing. And then the next morning, he had like a dry throat and he was like, Dad, I think I'm going through puberty. And
like
I was like,
five.
I was like,
you're 5 years old. No, you're not. What if he was the first, though? What if he was the first at puberty at five?
I know. And I was like, son, you just have a dry throat. And he goes, but I think I have a mustache.
I saw that post, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, this was before that.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Now he thinks his mustache is really coming in.
Oh,
because if he hits if the light hits it just right, there's some peach fuzz up there.
He has peach fuzz.
But he's also my kid, and I'm an extremely hairy person. Like, he's going to be hairy.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he's like, Dad. I think I'm going to puberty.
I want to see him at 9 years old.
Just drink some water, man. You'll be fine.
You don't want to start this shit.
You don't want to hit puberty at five. Or it was four at the time. I'm like,
oh, my God.
Oh, man.
There's so much.
What if he did, though, like, at 9 years old, he just has a full beard?
The next morning, he's like, hey, Dad.
Yeah, Mark Wells.
Hey, I fixed the truck, actually.
You do know my...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's weird.
That's my brother-in-law.
Yeah, but I mean, he had a beard at 8. He had a full fucking beard pretty much.
I had mine at like...
Did you know him?
I went to school with him. I played football with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know all of the Wells boys.
I think mine grew in... I was probably... I was in 8th grade when mine started growing in.
Yeah, that was like... Mine was Mark. It was like 7th or 8th grade is when he started a full beard. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a weird feeling to be one of the only people... to have facial hair when you're looking at all these other kids that are like still
kids,
baby face.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, is this supposed to be happening? Like, am I? So I was literally like razor, like just shaving my face. I was like, I'm not supposed to have this yet.
I'm a weirdo.
I'm weird. Nobody likes me.
Oh, you're like the kid with the wings in X-Men movie.
No, I legitimately thought I was like, well, maybe this is why people don't talk to me that much. And so I was like shaving, like, and people still weren't talking to me that much. And I was like, what's wrong with me? And I thought, I was like, well, maybe it's because they know I can grow it. And so they're like, oh, they don't, I don't want to talk to him.
Or you're just a weird kid.
But it was because I'm such a, like...
weird kid.
No, a loner. Like, I didn't want to talk to people. Like, I wanted to talk to people, but I was always, like, that person that just, like, kind of sat back and, like, didn't join in with the crowd.
So you're a shy kid.
Yeah, I was shy, yeah, very, very shy.
Little bitch boy. Little piss baby.
No, no, that's just rude. no, it's just, that's just how I am. And I'm still like that, but, like, once you get me into that, then I'm, like, all in. But you have to, like, get me past that barrier, because I'm not just going to walk up and start a conversation. But if someone comes up to me and starts talking, I'll talk to them for a day and a half straight.
I've begun to enjoy just crossing that barrier on my own and just be like, nah, fuck it. I'm in this conversation.
Like, well, it's a weird proposition I have of, like, I want to, but I also don't want to. Like, I
well, I have, like, very little responsibility or consequences. Like, so I don't have much to worry about.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just walk up in a place.
Well, I mean, I could too.
Yeah, but you can, like, you can't go crazy like I can.
Why? Because
you have responsibility.
I mean, we all have responsibility as human beings.
Yeah, but you have three kids and a wife and a
house. So I can't just walk up and start talking to people?
I specifically said go crazy. Like, just doing weird shit.
Okay. I could still do that.
Okay.
I just choose not to.
Okay. Good way of just shutting down this conversation.
No, I don't understand why he can't do
it. Yeah, I don't know. Understand where responsibility comes into.
Just going in, like, just drinking and just, like, just having a good, like, just going all night.
I mean, the kids don't dictate whether he can or can't do that, being in regular.
Stay out all night?
Yeah.
Just because he has kids doesn't mean that he. I mean, I know a ton of shitty dads. Like, that doesn't mean that I didn't call anybody out.
I mean, that felt a little bit
I felt like you were calling, saying I was a shitty dad.
No.
It felt like a direct correlation, though.
No, I'm saying that would be behavior of a shitty dad, so if he chose to do that, yeah, he would earn the title.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because of responsibility, like, his responsibility makes it so he shouldn't do that.
But he can. Like, that doesn't...
He doesn't, and he probably won't.
Yeah, I choose to be responsible.
So responsibility-wise, he can't do that.
He wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't.
He wouldn't. Yeah, no, he wouldn't. He definitely wouldn't do that without kids anyways in the first place, just because of the type of person he is.
He had the crazy nights before.
He's not going to go out and do anything that's going to wind him up in jail, even back in the day when we were doing crazy shit. He's still going to be pretty mellow. Like,
but I'm saying he wouldn't act the way he used to act, like, with the way he has things now.
I think that's just growth. I don't think that's any... I'm saying I know people who are in their 30s who have 6 or 7 kids by several different baby mamas who still go out and do the same shit because they...
Okay, well, those are just bad. Those are just shitty people, though.
Like I said, what about him? Like, they technically have the same response.
Okay, so we're just having an argument now based on the specific word of saying can't instead of won't.
No, you're the one who drug it out to this point, though, because you said that he was arguing the same, and I'm just agreeing with him on this one. Like, there was no... Like, you drug...
I'm just saying, because of his responsibility, so I said can't. I sort of said he won't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that makes it a totally different conversation.
It's really not because...
Really is, though. Like,
it's not like I'm saying, no, you can't. Like, I'm straight to you. I'm saying you can't do that because you won't do that. So since you won't, it's kind of like you can't because it's not going to happen.
But it can. I can literally just,
that,
like...
That thing won't happen because of your responsibilities.
Yeah, but I could just decide one day that, hey, I'm going to go do it. And I'll go do it.
I don't even think it's his responsibilities that... dictate that.
It's my personality. Yeah,
dictates that. Like I said, I've known him. I've known you through the party phases.
Yeah, and I never got insane.
He never like there were nights where I was blackout drunk, and he would never. So I'm just saying the type of person he is wouldn't. I think that's a choice, not of responsibility, just of
like I. Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, I just don't.
I mean, we just had the conversation how he wouldn't do that anyways too. Yeah, we just said that. Yeah, he wouldn't do that. We just said that's not the kind of person he is. This all started just because I said can't, and he said, and you guys just said, but he could. That was the entire argument that you guys just kept going on.
Because you say things like can't and won't and different things. So it's like, then if you didn't mean that, then clarify your spot. So we're not sitting here.
I just did clarify, and then you guys kept going with it.
The argument was over. After we got to a point where
I said that like 2 minutes ago.
Okay, then we're done.
We're just okay. Jesus Christ. I say one word and it's like a 45-minute argument.
Well, I mean, A, we're...
You just said, oh, he probably just wouldn't. And I'd be like, yeah, he probably just wouldn't. Didn't have to be an argument.
It wasn't really an argument. It was a discussion.
That was an argument.
How was that an argument?
That was an argument.
I felt like it was a discussion.
That was an argument.
Okay. I mean, I didn't feel like we were arguing. I felt like we were discussing it, and...
No, that was more like people, like, fighting for their son.
No, I wasn't.
That felt slightly more aggressive than usual.
I think that you felt defensive, but I felt like that was...
I felt like I was just trying to end it. I was just like, he just wouldn't. He won't.
Yeah, but, I mean, and that's the point we're making, is wouldn't and can't are two different things. And that was the point we were making.
Yeah, and I corrected myself, and then we kept going.
I feel like it started dying down after once that happened.
Well, yeah, the silence of just everyone staring at each other.
Okay.
Definitely off the rails at this point.
Yeah.
You say can't instead of won't, and all of a sudden...
Well, words are important.
Words are important.
Shaking heads. Like, I'm not mad.
I'm not either.
You feel a little worked up.
That just felt annoying. That was just the most annoying conversation that we've had. Well, one of them.
One of them.
That's fair.
One of them.
That's a fair statement.
One didn't get aired and won't.
Should. I think that should get aired.
I don't think so. Yeah, so...
Yeah, there we go. Congratulations. Goodbye.
I guess we'll see you next week. I mean, hopefully we all calm down by then.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm going to fight the entire house.
You know what? Yeah, Thursday. I'm keeping this energy up next week. I'm coming in strong.
If we keep this energy next week, I'm not showing up next week.
You will.
It's like, I won't.
Bye.
Till next week.